everyone. Welcome back to Cologne International School Pulse Podcast. Today, I'm really excited to be talking with some of my friends about the Goat Gazette. And I'm Macy.
And I'm Sonia.
But before we get into the episode, here's the weekly news.
Hi, my name is Oliver and I'm from grade 6.
And my name is Francisca and I'm too from grade 6.
And today we'll read you the weekly news.
PYP News. Primary clubs sign up. Registration for the primary school clubs for the second semester is now open. Please note that only registered students may take part in afternoon clubs. Carnival. On Thursday, February 12th, PYP students will celebrate the start of the exciting carnival week with a party in our Mensa. There will be music, many performances, and even some surprises. Parents are free to join.
Secondary school news. PTA Coffee Morning. This week we'll have our monthly PTA Coffee Morning for all parents on Friday, the 6th of February, starting from 8 o'clock. Parents can have the chance to talk to other parents and teachers in the school. We hope to see you there. India trip. Some of our students from the secondary school are visiting India this week. Flying out of Düsseldorf, they will be staying in New Delhi for 9 days, visiting different landmarks and staying in another international school. We hope they create great memories.
Bye, and thank you for listening from Francisca
and Oliver. Bye.
Bye.
All right, thank you. So, hi guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Would you like to give a short introduction?
Yeah, sure. I'm Frida from DP1, and I am the current leader of the Goat Gazette.
I'm Virginia, also from DP1, and I'm the current co-leader.
So, the Goat Gazette is honestly one of the biggest, most connecting things in our school, I find. Just want to ask you, how did you guys first decide that you wanted to join the Goat Gazette?
So, before the Goat Gazette was founded, we had this group of people in our class, and we just wrote articles for fun for the weekly note, which used to be published on Fridays as well.
Yeah, so it was led by Nancy, and we met, I think, every Tuesday, and we just got, like, inspiration from that to join the Goat Gazette.
Yeah. So that's when you guys first realized your love for writing articles, or what's your favorite part of being a Goat Gazette team member?
Yeah, I mean, at the start, we wrote, like, small articles, like weekly news or
yeah,
stuff like that. But then we started also doing the front page and the school news article, and now we were promoted to leader and co-leader.
Which is really exciting. Tell me, what does that job entail?
So as co-leader, I took over from Frida, who was co-leader last year. And basically, I just have to look over the template and finish any articles which aren't done on time. And we just communicate all the time about what needs to be done, what can be improved, and just the members in general, how everything's going.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that forget to write their articles or don't write them on time, so we need to make sure everybody knows what to do.
Yeah, I've done that once or twice. I also have recently been promoted to World News, which is very exciting. Before, I was very dedicated to doing my Did You Know and Tips and Tricks. But yeah, I've always really loved writing for the Goat Gazette, and I think it's a great thing that our school does, yeah.
And how can you actually become a member of the Gazette? Is there a process to join or times where you search for new members?
Yeah, so most of our members are usually from DP1 because people need to do something for CAS. And halfway through DP2, they usually leave because they need to focus on their exams and stuff. So then we try to look for the new DP1s. We try to find some people that are interested in journalism or managing things as well. And then we usually promote different people.
But we also have some very dedicated members in the younger grades. Like, Fionn is a great writer. She's writing our Get to Know section, and she'll definitely be promoted, I think, next year.
And who would you say is your younger, the youngest person on the team? What grade?
It's Moshkan from grade 6, I believe.
Yeah.
She joined a couple of weeks ago at the start of the year, and she's now writing the Did You Know section, and she's doing a great job. She has some experience in journalism as well.
Great. I love that it really, you know, it is a very DP1 or DP2 centered, you know, project, but it really does bring the whole school together. Even the parents, you know, get to read it. We get to read it. And I really love that. And also how I think there's a new column, right, about podcast news even, or student council news. So, you know, it really does connect everything we do in the school, which is amazing.
Yeah, this year we decided to add some new articles. We added weekly news with just some main ideas of what's going to happen in the next week. We added student council news, which Virginia writes every Tuesday.
Previous student council meetings, just to update everyone on what the student council is discussing and what we're doing in it generally.
And then we also summarize this week's, like the current week's podcast episode on every Gold Gazette. So there you can find a short description and a quote and also a link to the episode.
That sounds great, but how do you manage if people don't write their articles, or do you have any strikes or something? Because I believe it can happen that people don't submit theirs.
So basically, Victoria and Mehmet, who founded the Goat Gazette, they created a strike system. And each time that you don't specify a reason why you're not writing your article, you get one strike. And you have a total of 3 strikes. And if you get 3 strikes, you're either demoted or kicked out.
Yeah, because then you're not showing commitment to the Goat Gazette, you know.
Was anyone ever kicked out of the Goat Gazette?
I mean, last year, strikes weren't really taken seriously, and people got away with not writing the article sometimes. But this year, we're keeping track of it and also writing down the dates when people get their strikes. And, yeah, because when they don't write the articles, we have to write it last minute. So, yeah.
We'll see if anyone gets kicked out. Hopefully not.
Some people already have strikes, but nobody has been kicked out yet this year.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's great that you guys are taking this, you know, very seriously, and you're, you know, re-implementing the strike system. What else are you guys changing or adding to the Go Gazette?
So this year we also added a rotating article, which has like different reviews, movie reviews, series reviews, song reviews, album reviews, band reviews.
Video games. I've seen a couple video games, right?
I mean, that is a different thing. The Games Corner and the Bookworm section, they rotate every week as well. But the reviews, it rotates between Virginia, Ruby, also from DP1, and me. And for example, this week I wrote a band review about the Royston Club. Last week, Ruby wrote about the new Avatar film. And yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a fun way to just incorporate some everyday things into the Goat Gazette.
Yeah, so if people wanted to write this review column, is it only for members within the Goat Gazette, or can anyone submit a request to, you know, leave a review?
I mean, we're always happy when people are interested in the Goat Gazette and want to contribute to it. Yeah, our emails are open. We're always happy to collaborate with anyone.
What's your guys' email, just for anyone who might want to write?
I'm pretty sure it's thegoatgazette.cis@gmail.com.
Yeah, that sounds cool. But who actually came up with the idea of the Goat Gazette? Who were the leaders in the previous years before you?
So the leaders were Victoria, who graduated last year, and Mehmet. And they did a great job. They did all of the templates. They came up with the whole system. But after them came Anna from now DP2, and Frida as co-leader. And they also just kept that going. And now it's us.
And do you guys have any plans for the future? How do you want to improve the Goat Gazette? Add something new?
We were thinking about starting to print a couple of issues every week and selling them on Friday afternoon. But nothing is for sure yet. That is, in the future, that's just an idea.
And how can a student find your Goat Gazette now? Where do you find it? Is there a website, social media?
So, well, we do have an Instagram account. So if you don't follow it, make sure that you follow it. But Mr. Roberts posts a message every Friday on ManageBack, and you can just find the link to the German and the English version there.
Yes, it should be sent out to all parents and teachers and students.
Yeah, I think it's great that you guys also, you know, write both in English and in German. How did you guys, you know, what was the idea of, like, making such a bilingual paper, you know?
I mean, we're at an international school, and a lot of the primary students, and especially the parents, speak German at home. So we thought it would be nice to have both of the main languages at the school represented.
Yeah, I agree. It's great how you guys are, you know, inclusive with the languages as well. And, yeah.
We also have German translators, and there's also, our translators are also pretty young. They're from grade 7 and 8, and one from DP1. But yeah, they do the translating every week after all the articles have been completed.
So what jobs do you guys have? What types of things can a person do?
So there's the main articles, which can be written like school news, get to know initiative with teachers, the reviews,
editorial,
world news, podcast, all those things. Then there is the front page designer, which is here with us.
Sanya. Oh, yeah. I'm doing the front page.
Yeah, Sanya does the front page. And then there are some photography jobs and social media jobs, but we haven't really introduced them to their jobs yet. Yes. But we will soon. So stay tuned.
And we also have like the smaller sections on the side, the did you know and the tips and tricks, which we've given to less experienced writers. And Macy has been promoted to World News now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was perfect for me to like, you know, get used to working on a deadline and writing in general, coming up with new ideas. So for me, it really, I noticed like an improvement in my researching skills and all these things. So, you know, the Go Gazette is amazing for students to read, but also to like learn new skills, which is, I think, you know, really amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Before I was promoted to the front page, I was very worried that I'm not going to be in the deadlines or not able to write the short articles. But I think it really improved all of my English skills, time management and all of that. So if you guys are looking for something like this, you should definitely join next year.
Yes.
What is it like communicating with such a big team? Because I know you guys are working with all these people from different grades. How do you guys do that? How do you guys manage it?
So we actually have a WhatsApp group chat and we just communicate through there. But the members are welcome to just text any of us privately and we'll respond right away.
Also talk to us.
Yeah, you know, like, we can also talk.
We also have some like separate groups. We have a group with the previous leaders and sometimes we write in there when we need advice or something. And we also have a group for the translating team so we can like coordinate who's translating what every week.
And is it only a student-run project, or are there any teachers responsible for the Goat Gazette?
There are no teachers involved. Victoria started this, and she made the slogan, for students, by students, I believe.
Yes, thank you.
And, yeah, it's only students involved, and, yeah.
That sounds amazing. And to wrap it up, as our tradition, we have a question for you from the last guest. And the question is, what is your favorite German expression? Yes, Frieda.
Okay, I don't know. My favorite German expression is probably "Ich glaube, mein Schwein pfeift," because.
And what does that mean for our non-German listeners?
I think my pig is whistling, but it basically just means, like, this can't be true. Like, this is crazy or something. Yeah,
like,
but my
no way this is happening right now.
Exactly, my German side of the family always says it. That's why I'm always my favorite.
What about you, Virginia? Do you know any German expressions, or do you have any other, you know, expressions in other languages, perhaps?
Well, I have to say I don't really have any German expressions, but I am Italian, so I could give you one of my favorite Italian ones.
Yeah, go for it.
Actually, it has an English translation too, but it's "Amali estremi, estremi rimedi," which means desperate times need desperate measures. I think that's the English one.
Yeah, desperate times, desperate measures, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great expression as well. Now, tell me, do you guys have a question for our next guest?
What's your favorite Goat Gazette section to read?
Yeah, great. That's a good question.
Definitely, did you know? This is my favorite. I always learn something new.
Okay, thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. Well. Yeah, bye guys. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.